You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. This week's Dayton Youth Radio story is from Fatima Ahmed, a teenager who was born in Iraq and now goes to high school at DECA, the Dayton Early College Academy. Here's Youth Radio Project Manager Basim Blunt.
This week marks the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Muslims all over the world will be fasting, renewing spiritually, and doing acts of charity. Fatima Ahmed's family is one of many families in the Miami Valley who will be participating in this year's Ramadan. Fatima has produced a story for Youth Radio called Grandma's Kitchen, where she explores the sacred connection between culture, food, and family.
My name is Fatima Ahmed. I was 12 years old when I first started to fast for Ramadan. It was very hard for me because we couldn't eat or drink anything until the sunset. I wanted water at least. I couldn't wait until the Eid celebration to eat the sweets that were part of the feast. I was 9 years old when I first moved to the United States. I miss Iraq and all of my friends and cousins. But the thing that I miss the most is my grandma. My grandma's kletcha. Every year, families in Iraq make this dessert called kletcha. And my grandma made the best kletcha. Kletcha is kind of like a small pie, and the filling inside it is whatever the cooks or the bakers decides. Some use fruits and cinnamon and sugar. But my grandma made hers with nuts. Sarah Ahmed, she is a mother who lives in Dayton. She is also from Iraq and makes kletcha every Eid. I spoke with her in the kitchen.
How does it feel to do the Ramadan fasting every year?
I get a little tired and need water. But at the same time, it feels great because we get to meet our family and your friends.
Do you make kletcha every Eid? And how do you make it?
I make a kletcha every Eid and enjoy it with my family, friends. A kletcha is made of flour, butter, milk, baking powder, salt. Some people, they like salt in it. Some people like sugar. And the filling is the nuts.
Can you describe for the radio audience how it tastes and the texture?
A kletcha tastes great and delicious. When you eat it, it melts in your mouth and you can taste the crunchy nuts in it.
How does kletcha help keep Iraqi culture passed to the next generation?
Kletcha will help the next Iraqi generation by remembering their culture and not forgetting it here in the United States.
I remember when I used to walk to my grandma's house and the great smell of kletcha. All of my grandma's feelings were in the kletcha. And when I taste the kletcha, I felt all the love and the excitement in it. My grandma used to tell me that when I get older, I will learn how to make kletcha and share it with others, share it with the people that I love and the people that I care for.
Arabs in America try to ignore the rumors in the media that are about them and try to enjoy their life by practicing their culture.
I hope that everybody in this world still values their grandma as much as I do. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Fatima Ahmed.
That was Grandma's Kitchen, produced by Fatima Ahmed. To learn more about Dayton Youth Radio, go to wyso.org. We've also posted some web links with the recipes on making kletcha. This is Project Manager Basim Blunt.
Funding for the Dayton Youth Radio Project comes from the Virginia Kettering Foundation, the Ohio Arts Council, and the Dayton Foundation. To hear more stories from local teens, visit wyso.org.